Welcome to the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast with Lucas and Kimberly.
All right, here we go. Here we go, episode 51.
Yeah, we're doing it in person.
We are, because we got to hang out with the fine folks at Mission Barbecue this afternoon.
Yeah.
They gave us some food. They gave us a lot of information about what Mission Barbecue is all about.
Stay tuned for that. That'll be coming up in a little bit here.
We have their opening date, and we're going to tell you it. First, let's get into some of these posts this week.
Is it a lake or is it a pond?
It's neither, but it is at Vineyard by Architectural Justice. They are cave hunting. They're doing is getting rid of the dirt and bringing out the natural limestone of their hill with an excavator and a pressure washer, and hoping that in the process of that they find a cave, because one of the nearby properties has a cave, and anything's possible. But you can tell they're going at it, getting that vineyard ready.
Yeah, that's really exciting to see the videos that they're putting together and all of the progress that they're making.
I love following their journey on Instagram and Facebook.
So what else we got?
Did you see that they painted the old KFC completely white?
It looks horrible.
Why did they do that on the brick? Like, did they send somebody out and they said paint the building?
I'm pretty sure there's a city ordinance that, you know, is banning that against that color brick because it doesn't match.
It looks like a marshmallow with windows.
Oh, it's horrible. It looks absolutely horrible. They should have left it. And they just redid it shortly before they closed, like maybe a year or two before they closed.
Yeah. Somebody asked if it was being turned in anything, because obviously they painted it white. So I reached out to Grant, the city economic development guy. And he said, no, nothing's been submitted yet. So
nothing yet, huh?
I hope it gets sold by winter. Otherwise, nobody's going to be able to find it.
Right? they'll have to paint it all over again.
Oh, how about this post?
Oh, geez. Don't park in front of the mailbox, for Pete's sakes.
Yeah.
I don't think that's unreasonable, but...
Yeah. So they got a letter from their neighbor that said, don't park in front of the mailbox.
It said, please.
Please.
It said, please. And I think we really should have been given a picture to get the full context of the post.
Right. Is there another place you can park?
Right.
How close to the mailbox? You know, I live in a cul-de-sac and every spot available is in front of a mailbox. So, right. You know, some days I don't get the mail and that's okay.
But, yeah. The bills can wait another day. Right?
Yeah. But that got a lot of posts, a lot of traction. So,
yeah. Some of the things you guys.
Come on, Alyssa. Let us see where you're parking in relation to the mailbox.
Yeah.
So we can come back and...
we have to make a fully informed decision.
Yeah, make our judgment call.
Right, exactly. Progress, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's coming down.
Yeah.
Old car wash.
Yep, over at Brunswick Plaza by the movie theater. Closed the self-serve car wash. So now we just have the one down on 40. Oh, no, we have two.
No, we have two.
Two.
There's one on Pearl and Grafton-ish, kind of, up there.
And then down, way down Pearl, past Laurel, on the right by Thirsty's Drive-In, drive-through.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, and there's one more.
Where?
Across from Drug Mart, on 303. They have a self-service bay in that one, too. So.
They sure do. Brunswick Hometown Heroes Program for Veterans Day. Every year they sell 56 banners that'll be flown on telephone poles along Center Road. In Brunswick from approximately October 21st through November 18th. Anybody can buy those banners to support their veteran and their family. Banners can be purchased in two sizes, 30 by 76 for 100 or 14.5 inches by 36. Those are 50. Those are displayed in your front yard. So the big one for 100 gets put on poles and the other one gets displayed in your front yard. You must submit an order by September 1st and you can contact Joe Destro for more information on that.
That's the first time I've seen it advertised.
Yeah.
Usually they just appear.
It sells out every year somehow.
Good. All right. You went to this, didn't you? Did you go to this one?
No.
Oh, this is Medina. So in case you guys missed it, Medina County homeowners can apply for a home improvement loan.
You can apply for this loan. It's a low fixed interest rate available through September 2024. It's good for most home repairs. Ceiling, wall resurfacing, decks, patios, windows, security systems, and it's up to 2% below the bank's current interest rate for home improvement loans. That's a program of the Medina County Treasurer, John Burke. And for more information, you can contact the Medina County Treasurer's office.
So here we are. We're welcoming a little guy here. This is Hay Farm. Lila had a little boy that looks just like her. And so we've got Spring on two farms.
Yeah, I think they're having a competition.
Right.
Yeah.
Want to remind everybody, too, if you're interested, Brunswick Celebration Independence Parade, July 7th at 2 o'clock. So if you're interested in doing that, Brunswick business owners, organizations, whomever, contact Sheila Watson at remax.net or 330-416-6181. You must have your entry submitted by June 1st.
Very cool. And without further ado, let's head over to the interview with Mission Barbecue.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We are visiting today with Mission Barbecue that will be opening up here in Brunswick in, what, a month?
June 18th.
June 18th. And that voice is the voice of?
David Cobb. I'm the area director of operations for the Cleveland area.
Great. And then let's just go around the table. You are?
Kelly Green, the community ambassador for the new Brunswick location.
My name is Dan Bucci. I'm one of the Servant's Heart leaders. You've probably seen me posting frequently, like once a week or so, about the hiring opportunities that we have here, a little bit more about what the brand is about as well.
Great. And last but certainly not least, we saved the best.
I'm Anthony Kanya. I'll be the general manager. If anybody's been to Parma, Popeye is my call sign. So.
Got it. Your call sign? So tell us about that. What is that?
So I was promoted to pitmaster, and all the pitmasters get a call sign. So I think lovingly? Yeah, they nicknamed me Popeye because I used to eat collard greens like every day. So that was like my spinach.
And you have big arms, so you work out a lot.
I think it's also when I got frustrated in the kitchen, I'd walk around there and mumble a little bit. So I think that's going to work.
So, and we want to thank you guys for the food. We're going to put up a picture of the food that they gave Lucas and I a spread, and we're going to take it back to Lucas's house and chow down on that a little bit. What are some of the things that you want to highlight for the Brunswick community that you guys are bringing that make you unique in your barbecue and stuff like that?
Yeah, so I will tell you that one of the biggest things that makes us unique from most restaurants and or businesses is that we're very patriotic and proud. We opened our first doors on 9/11/2011, and we did so very intently for the reasons probably inside your head. We care very deeply about our country. We want that date to have maybe a little bit of a more positive spin on it. We also want to maybe take back a little bit of what was taken from us. And so, yeah, very important with what we want to be. We want to be the first responder to the first responder. So anybody that's raised their right hand to protect, serve, or save, we want them to know that we want to be there for them in their time of need, whenever that is. And so if there's ever a loss of life in the line of duty, we'd be knocking on the door to see what we can do to feed that. Usually it's the funeral or maybe they have some sort of a gathering that night. We're generally going to be there. When it comes to things like that, we don't have an off button. We have fed up to 3,000 people without charging a dime. In fact, the riots, I don't know if you remember the riots back in Baltimore, Maryland. There were five camps throughout the city, and the only people on those camps were going to be police, fire, rescue, and military on those camps, and Mission Barbecue. We were the only food person or vendor allowed to be on each one of those camps. We ended up feeding 23,000 of them throughout that course of the time they were in the riots. I can tell you Mission Barbecue is nothing more than the two best friends with the love of their country and the love of food got together back then and put this all together. Knew that there was no one really honoring our patriots of this country, our police, fire, rescue, and military. They wanted to make sure that we made that very known. So, you know, if you've been into any of our Mission Barbecues, you'll see right away the pictures, the patches of the heroes that are on the wall. And every day at noon, we'll stop to sing the national anthem as well. Not because we have to, it's because we want to, and to us, it's the best 2 minutes of our day.
So will we see some maybe familiar faces on the walls in this restaurant?
You should, and let me tell you, so when we first opened the doors, there's some stock photos that we'll find from historical entities in the area, but the truth is we look to replace them with actual heroes that come into our restaurant. We want our walls to reflect our community that we're in. And so if we find out you're police, fire, rescue, or military, we're going to probably hit you up for a picture and say, hey, let's get you on the wall. Let's get you up there to where when you come in, you can share that with your family and friends.
It sounds like they're going to be a great fit, Lucas, because one of the things that we do that you guys may not know is we're kind of first responders to the community as far as if there's a fire or something like that.
Okay.
Our page rallies together and does immediately response. I'll contact police or fire and say, what can we need? How can we get in touch with the family? Yeah. Sometime the family reaches out to us. So it sounds like you guys are going to be a great addition and, you know, yeah, something like that. It's going to... You might be seeing a lot of us, right?
We hope so, yeah.
Yeah, I've spent some time in Mission Barbecue in Parma, so I've been following their page for quite a long time. I can't say it's pretty inspiring.
What were you saying about their sides?
Different. They have great barbecue. They do. But their sides really set them apart.
Some of your favorites?
Ooh. Their cornbread, mac and cheese is good, the collard greens, just to name a few. Yeah.
So there's stories behind a lot of our food. However, the thing about our food, the reason why you probably like it, is everything's handcrafted and homemade, made right on premise on every one of our locations. All the meat is going to be oak smoked, dry rubbed, and then smoked on premise as well. So to us, it makes a difference. I was talking to somebody today that they sell barbecue, but they have it done in a commissary off premise, and then they just ship it in and they just heat it from there. And this isn't that. This is made right here on from scratch.
A little different, huh? What are some of the things that you're looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to getting out into the community at the different fire stations, at the different police stations, at the different VFWs. We go out there and we drop food off. It's completely free for those locations, mm-hmm, and we serve those who serve us.
Awesome.
I recently saw a post that you served, Valley City Fire Department?
Yes, recently, last week.
Yeah, that looked like a great spread.
Yeah, absolutely. If it's anything like the one they gave us, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Dan, what do you want to tell us? You've been our main contact so far.
Yeah.
How's it going? And so, what are you looking forward to?
I'd say things are going pretty well. We've had pretty positive reception with a lot of the high school students. I was just at the Brunswick High School job fair a couple days ago, mm-hmm, or last week. I have another one coming up with Ohio Means Jobs, a digital job fair for Gen Z. So we're definitely getting a lot of those younger kids that are going, you know, into college or just sticking around here for a while, that we want to try to attract those people that we can tell they're good right off the bat, and we know that they're going to stick around for a long time. Not only are they going to serve us, we're going to serve them. We're very dedicated to the growth and development of our teammates, whether it's if they want to stick with the company long term or if they stick around for like a year or two. We always try to support them in whatever ways we can, whether it be helping them find resources for scholarships through school, or just getting them out in the community and just doing volunteer work, making a difference. That's just what we're all about.
What are some of the openings that you have available right now for adults?
I'll say anything. We're looking for both front and back of house positions, whether it's GSRs, that's our cashier position, expediters, making sure our plates are looking picture-perfect presentation as they go out to our customers, dining room leaders, where they are the host of the party, making sure that everyone is doing well in the dining room, just making connections, not even just stopping by the table saying, oh, how's everything? Great, cool, move on. No, we encourage our dining room leaders and any of our staff to go around and make connections, like talk with people, make sure that their experience is memorable, really go above and beyond. And not just those positions, but we got to get the food from somewhere. So we're looking for our prep cooks that are coming in as early as 6 in the morning and just working hard every single day just to make sure that we have quality food, mm-hmm, to our exact standards. We pour into them, they pour back into us. And we have our line cooks who are the first line. They are the ones who carve your food up, plate it up every single day. They're the ones making it look great. We just try to make sure that they're doing their jobs and taking care of our people.
Great.
And you talked about the pit boss being promoted to general manager, and you have new locations opening up in the area. Sounds like a real opportunity for career growth.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Popeye, what about you?
I'm just excited to be... I live in Brunswick, so...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was working in Parma for the past 7 years, but I'm just excited to be, like, in the hometown. My kids go to school here, so I know, like, Brian and Joseph B. Taylor had his 100th birthday, so I have a couple of connections from being in Parma, and it's just exciting to be closer to home and be more involved in the community that I live in. So I'm just excited to, you know, have some regulars, meet some new people, and, you know, be supportive of the community that I live in. So it's very exciting.
Who can tell us about the dining room and the inside? Do you have a private room? Is there how many do you see? All that kind of stuff.
Well, first, let me touch on what Anthony just said. We've already said it. We love our veterans. We love our police, fire, rescue, but a special place in our heart for our World War II veterans. And we definitely, they're definitely the greatest generation of our time. No two questions about it. I've never met a World War II veteran that wasn't one of the most humble people that I've ever met. We never charge our World War II veterans. So anytime there's a World War II veteran in our restaurant, we would take care of their meal for them. We also would announce them to the dining room as well, just to make them feel special and to give them a little bit of an appreciation that is well-deserved too. So as far as our dining room goes, we've got dead center. We've got the American flag hanging with the Ohio flag to the left of it, and then also the POW flag to the right of that. I mentioned already, we stop every day at noon. We sing the national anthem as well. Pictures on the wall are of the local heroes as well. We'll have police and fire jackets up. And we have patches. Patches are fun. They're just all around the dining room. We nail them into the wall. Make sure that we get your patch up. We'll have sometimes thousands of patches that'll get nailed to the wall.
Do you accept them? So if people bring them in,
yeah,
you can bring them in. And
yeah, we believe in earning what we get, and so if you were to come in and want to donate a patch, we would love to take it and put it up on that wall, or a picture of a hero that was here in the area. We'd love to do that as well. So
awesome. So if anyone has any of that stuff, who should they contact to get that stuff to you guys?
So anybody as a servant leader in the Brunswick location, Anthony, of course, is the GM. You could get a hold of him as well.
Okay, great.
No. I've had quite a few people, or a couple people, through the Facebook page already reach out and say, like, hey, I've got patches and stuff. What was his name? DJ Winkler. He already stopped by with a couple stuff. So thank you for your donations, DJ. Can't wait to find a great spot to put them up on the wall. And yeah, if you ever see a post that I make on the Facebook page and you want to bring something in, yeah, just shoot me a message. We're here Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 in the trailer. And then one of us here is every other Saturday from 9 to 12 on Saturdays.
Very nice. So you can contribute to the ambiance and the recognition and the I can't get over that. I don't know. I'm stumbling over words. That's just so cool. The whole mission, no pun intended, but pun intended, behind all this is just never new.
Well, it's funny you said that, because how our founders came up with the name, Bill Cross, which is our CEO, they were going to start a different concept, and they kept coming up with mission on it, right? And so he was talking to a retired Marine state trooper, and he asked him, what does mission mean to you? And he goes, mission to me is you've signed the blank check. You don't know if you're coming back. You're taking off, and you might not be coming back. So for us, mission as our name is very important to have that there.
Carries a lot of weight.
Yeah, sure does.
Anything else you guys want to wrap it up with? Anyone got anything?
Let's talk a little bit more about the food.
Come on. Good choice.
So it's not waitress served. Tell us a little about what the experience is like for a regular person that comes in.
Okay.
So you're going to come up to our GSRs at the counter, and you'll order food at the register.
If I could cut in real quick.
Sure.
When you walk into the door, you should be greeted every single day here with a handheld hi folks. Our signature brand here. Get used to it. You'll hear it a lot when you're coming to Mission Barbecue.
Even the first time I went to one, I was like, it scared me.
Yeah.
So yeah, you go to our GSRs, got any questions, they can definitely answer them. They're all very knowledgeable. I'll get your name from you. We'll get your order. And then we'll call your name. We'll call your name up at the counter to come in, grab your food. Loud and proud. So then you go sit down in the dining room, enjoy yourself. It's easy peasy.
What's some of your favorite sides?
My favorite side, collard greens are definitely my favorite side. And probably, I like to mix the baked beans with the coleslaw. Everybody makes fun of me. Protein-wise, though, I gotta say, my favorite is probably the turkey.
Okay.
With Alabama white sauce. You gotta have the Alabama white sauce.
I'll let you know after we go to Lucas's house. Fat chicken the V-Wick. I told you guys, that's my hashtag. Want to thank everybody again for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming. I appreciate you having us on.
Hanging out.
All right. Don't forget, Mission Barbecue opening June
18th.
18th. Be there. Thanks, guys.
How exciting.
Good
stuff. We've been waiting forever for Mission Barbecue.
Good stuff.
I mean, like I said, I've been there before. I'm excited to have them in the Brunswick community, supporting the Brunswick community. I'll tell you, they do so much for the areas that they serve. Not that we don't have a lot of great businesses that do a lot of great things, but it's nice to know that coming in that we're going to get some real great support from them.
And what did we learn as we were leaving?
Oh, that the door with the window above it is not theirs.
It's not theirs. It's first watch.
They said if that was our door, that wouldn't have happened.
We did a little mini field trip. We left the trailer. We walked over there with four representatives from Mission Barbecue who didn't even know that existed.
Yeah.
Told them it was a hot topic on the page, and they reassured us that that is first watch. That's not theirs.
So now they're going to look at it every day, too.
Yeah, exactly. Now they can't unsee it. So,
all right.
So welcome to Mission Barbecue. Don't forget, June 18th is their opening date, so we'll keep reminding you guys the coming weeks.
And let's head over to Roger at Houndstown for the Pooch of the Week.
Another puppy.
Hey, guys. It's Roger at Houndstown with my weekly update. Just want to let you know that this week we have Roxy in the house from Bria Animal Rescue. She's a 7-month-old female mountain cur mix. Not only does she like humans, but she also loves interacting with other dogs. She is up for adoption. We'd love to have anybody who may be interested in adopting her call us to set up a meet and greet. Or if you do know anybody else that might be interested, please do reach out to them and let them know that Roxy is with us this week. Also, just as a reminder for all of our listeners out there here at Houndstown, as we head into the summer months, we're here for not only your doggy daycare needs on a daily basis, but also have boarding opportunities well for your dogs to stay overnight while you go out of town. If you haven't checked us out yet, we give you a free day of doggy daycare to come in and check us out. We'd love to have you come in and check us out and then get those boarding stays booked with us. And then lastly, Bria Animal Rescue always has plenty of dogs and cats up for adoption. So if Roxy may not be the right one for you, but you are in the you are looking for a dog or cat to adopt, check out their website. They've got all of their dogs and cats that are up for adoption on there. I hope everybody has a great weekend, and hopefully we'll get Roxy adopted out very soon. Have a good day.
Another cute dog. So if you're interested in adopting or meeting, you can visit them at Houndstown, Brunswick, or contact Roger or Bria Animal Rescue.
Yeah, and even if not, spread the word. I think that's how these dogs are getting adopted so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody out there is doing a good job. So.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about some of the things to do in the 212. What do we got?
First up, we have the Fishing Derby coming up Saturday, May 11th at Brunswick Lake. Rain date is the 18th. The Derby runs from 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. And this is a free event for ages 16 and under. Check in at 8 o'clock. And again, it goes from 8:30 to 11, Saturday, May 11th at Brunswick Lake.
Now that the weather's getting warm, Ignite is having tomorrow night Burners and Brew, the North Coast Bernice Mountain Dog Club of Ohio, will be hanging out on the patio for Burners and Brews for an hour meetup, 3 o'clock on Saturday. So if you have a Bernice Mountain dog, they are dog friendly all the time, but at this particular time, or if you just have a love for Bernice Mountain dogs, you can check them out.
I just want to hear you keep saying tomorrow, Bernice nice Mountain dogs a few more Saturday times. So they have Bike and Brews.
Right.
Dave Gelhar does Bike and Brews over there, and mm-hmm. Now they have Bernice Mountain Dogs. I think that's what they're called. So it's called Burners and Brews. And again, that's tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So when you're done fishing, you can go over there, have lunch, and see the pooches. Mother's Day this Sunday, we've got a list of events pinned at the top of the page, so make sure you check it out. We've got everything from Medina to Royalton and beyond. So something definitely in every budget, and there's gift ideas in there, so you make sure that you check that out. Last minute gift ideas for mom, too.
Very cool. Can't forget about the moms. Wooden Nickel released their May calendar. They got Survey Says every Wednesday, Quizzard Trivia every Tuesday, and then they got a lot of food specials throughout the week.
I like when they put a calendar together.
Yeah, makes it easy. And last but not least, we have the Rat Pack and More Dinner and a Show at St. Ambrose Hillcourt Hall. This is coming up on Sunday, May 26th, sponsored by the Knights of Columbus. The doors open at 5 p.m. and dinner is at 6 p.m. and the show begins at 7. So it's dinner and a show. You get chicken parm, dessert, sideboards, and bring your own beverage. You can use the QR code on the screen or contact St. Ambrose Parish. It's $25 per ticket, which is pretty reasonable for dinner and a show. The Rat Pack and more. And that helps them support the Medina County and around the state with developmental disabilities. That's where those funds go. And the Knights of Columbus do a lot of great things as well.
We should probably remind everybody that we're coming up on our one-year anniversary, and we're going to celebrate with the old pie in the face from the auction. Lucas is so excited. He can't wait. That's going to be at the Backyard May 15th at 7 o'clock. You're not going to want to miss that. I'm sure it'll be...
Have we at least figured out what kind of pie it is?
No.
Open mouth or closed mouth pie? Or
depends what flavor it is.
Goggles,
yeah. Maybe Scott will sponsor over at Great Scott's will sponsor a pie for us, so it doesn't have to be just a plain, boring one. But that'll do it for us now, I guess.
Yep, 51 in the books. Next one next week is 52. We've been doing it a whole year.
Yep.
And we're not slowing down.
Nope.
Take care, Brunswick.
See you guys later.
Bye.
As always, I want to thank you for checking out the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast and for supporting local Brunswick area businesses. If you enjoyed your time, please check us out online at brunswickgrouptherapy.com, where you can continue the conversation with a voice message that may be featured on future podcast episodes or posts. You can also follow us on our Brunswick Group Therapy social media pages on both YouTube and Facebook. If you own or manage an area business and would like to be featured in an upcoming Brunswick Group Therapy podcast, please reach out to Kimberly or I through any of our social media pages. We are passionate about supporting local, and it's the reason for this podcast.
Thank you for joining us for another therapy session. A reminder that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants and do not represent any business, group, employer, or organization. The material and information presented here is for general information and entertainment purposes only.